Throughout our series of conversations, at least up until our last meeting, we had focused primarily on examining our underlying attitudes toward the work we already have. But having raised the issue of losing and choosing a job, we had shifted from an internal to an external orientation. And in today's session, I felt compelled to expand on that topic with the Dalai Lama, to look deeper into the nature of the work one does and the impact it has on the world around us. Yesterday, you mentioned some of the factors one should take into account, at least if it's possible, when choosing work. Today, I'd like to continue with the discussion about choosing one's career, the attitudes towards one's work that takes into account the specific nature of the work one does. Now, throughout most of human history, people had very few choices about the type of work they did. They were born and basically did what their parents did, maybe farming, herding animals, or became some kind of craftsman. So historically, they didn't have many choices. They were usually born into a particular line of work. That started to change around the 16th century in Europe, as young people began abandoning the farms and headed for the cities. People began to have choices about the work they did, and that kind of change has rapidly escalated over the past 500 years. Today in the West, there is a tremendous variety of jobs. Of course, in many parts of the world, there are millions or even billions of people who still have very little choice. People who live in rural areas and in some of the poorer nations. But in the industrialized nations, and in urban settings at least, there is a vast array of employment choices. Now, this may be changing somewhat over the past couple of decades, but still, when people are presented with the choice of several different jobs, they often tend to simply choose the one that offers the most money. That is the prime consideration. Yesterday, you mentioned a few other factors that one might take into account when choosing work. Factors such as choosing a job that may pay a little less, but at least allows for some free time with family or friends. So my question to you is, do you feel that there are any additional factors that people should take into account when choosing the type of work that they go into? Factors which you may have not mentioned yesterday. Taking a moment to sip some tea, the Dalai Lama responded,
"If a person has a choice of the kind of work they do, then generally speaking, of course, it is best if the person chooses work that fits well with their particular disposition and temperament. Now here, self-understanding is required, self-awareness. We talked about this the other day. So as I mentioned, a person will also feel less frustrated at his or her job, more satisfied, if they have an accurate assessment of their knowledge of the field, their skills and technical abilities, to make sure that they have the right qualifications."
Yes, that's true. And in this regard, there are also career counselors who can help people find out what their natural talents are, what type of work they might be good at. But what I'm wondering is, from your personal perspective, or perhaps from a Buddhist perspective, are there other considerations, besides things like salary or one's personal strengths, that a person should take into account when choosing a job to assure a deeper or more long-term happiness at work?